ओम शांति। अभी पहले गीत बजता है, सभी योग में बैठेंगे।
ओम शांति।
खड़े हुए बैठ जाएं।
द सॉन्ग विल बी प्लेड एंड वी विल ऑल सिट इन बाबास रिमेम्बरेंस।
बाबा से मिलन के सुंदर अनुभव।
एंड देन वी विल हैव अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ बाबास मीटिंग।
सुनते हुए
वी विल सिट इन डीप साइलेंस। वी विल लिसन टू बाबा सॉन्ग। We will also sit in Baba's remembrance. listen to Brother Suraj.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Paramatam Milan.
God's meeting is our right.
भाग्यवान हैं हम सभी
वेरी फॉर्चुनेट सोल्स
जिन्हें श्रेष्ठ भाग्य में स्वयं भगवान मिल गए.
वी हैव फाउंड गॉड एंड इट इज अवर ग्रेट फॉर्च्यून.
की बातें अपने पुरुषार्थ में रखेंगे.
वी हैव टू कीप टू थिंग्स व्हाइल मेकिंग एफर्ट.
ईश्वरीय नशे में रहे.
सो दैट द माइंड विल बी इन स्पिरिचुअल इंटॉक्सिकेशन. The mind will be peaceful.
एक हम इतने भाग्यवान हैं.
One is we are so fortunate ones.
स्वयं भगवान हमारे हिस्से में आ गया है.
God himself is with us.
हमारे भाग्य में स्वयं भाग्य विधाता है.
In our fortune is the bestower of fortune.
दूसरा भी संडे की मुरली में सुना.
And secondly, we heard in Sunday's मुरली.
हम इतने भाग्यवान हैं.
That we are so fortunate.
कि भविष्य के भाग्य में स्वर्ग की बादशाही है.
That there is the fortune of receiving the kingdom of heaven. And the one who remains in this intoxication, the one who makes their fortune very great at this time, they will attain their fortune for many births. All the 84 births will be very greatly spent with great fortune. And therefore we have to look at our fortune. There are many brothers and sisters who may be or who have taken avyakt bap dada sustenance.
साकार में आते थे.
When बाप दादा used to come in the corporeal form.
इससे पहले ऊपर ओम शांति भवन.
बाबा used to come in ओम शांति भवन.
वो दृश्य सचमुच बहुत सुंदर.
That scene looked to be very beautiful.
भगवान बनकर नीचे नहीं आते थे.
He never used to be God and come in the form of God here amidst everyone. You would think that I am going to the family. And so today, all of us will once again invoke Baba.
Baba ko bulayenge bhi.
We will call Baba.
Aur Baba ke paas bhi chalenge.
And we will also go to Baba.
कुछ सहज पुरुषार्थ की बातें भी रख
देता हूँ. I'll keep few things about having easy effort. We will also invoke Baba, the brothers and sisters who come at the last, maybe from last 2 years, 3 years or 5 years. They definitely will be having zeal and enthusiasm in their intellect that we have come last. We have to go fast and how we can go fast. The one who has this zeal and enthusiasm to go fast, please raise your hand. I am definitely giving the answer and not in one line. If you adopt some methods, maybe you are from last 1 year, in your stage, you will definitely progress very well, become yogyukt. And we will also experience being content. But we should also know to make effort. This is the way. This is the way to progress well. And there is no need to search for God. And it is our right to meet Him. But in order to meet Him, we need to become equal to Him. Even if we go to meet any seniors, we have to behave very well. We have to do everything that we can meet Him. So we need to do something good. Therefore, we can go and meet Him. We have come to meet God. God has come to meet us. He doesn't need anything of our physical things. We have to make our stage alaukik. We have to go far away from the bad raids. We have to stabilize ourselves in the soul conscious stage, and it's very necessary. And so first of all, we will have a very beautiful experience. We will keep this beautiful experience along with us. Baba used to teach us this practice, and Shri Baba used to say, just as I come in body of the Brahma and I have been incarnated, in the same way, you also have to have this practice that I, the soul, have come from the Supreme Abode into this body and have been seated in the center of the forehead. Now we will have this practice with a good feeling. You will make a picture in front of you. Shri Baba is coming in the body of Father Brahma.
Mahajyoti.
We experience Shri Baba, the great light. The great light has left his supreme abode and he is coming down. He has come down in the body of Father Brahma. Similarly, I the soul, I have also been coming down from my supreme abode and I have come into this body and been residing in the center of the forehead. I am a shining jewel, a very bright soul, seated in the center of the forehead. Look at your form and feel, this is my chariot, this body is separate, and I, the soul, the living entity, is separate. I am the master of this body. I am peaceful. Make your mind completely peaceful and experience a deep silence. This is a small practice, a very beautiful practice, and this is the practice which makes us get detached from this body. If we want to become disinterested, if we have to destroy attachment because we need to destroy, and so we have to experience to ourselves getting detached from this body. Just as this is my body, I have taken many bodies and shed many bodies. I am a living entity, the soul, separate from this body. This will be a very good feeling. And while becoming bodiless, the virtues of the soul will be visible in the life. The mind will be peaceful. The mind will be filled with love for everyone. There will be natural purity and the inner power will increase. And there will be so much of happiness, unhappiness will be forgotten. And everything will take place automatically. And therefore, while performing karma, we need to have this very beautiful practice. So one more inculcation. On this spiritual path, we have to progress well. We have to be humble and egoless. And even after taking complete knowledge, if we are unable to make our mind peaceful, even after having this true knowledge, we have not learned to live life. If after learning this beautiful yoga, if one doesn't become peaceful, then have to do great tapasya. We have to become humble. There should be no place for ego in our life. Since a childhood, I have learned many things from here. Brahma Baba is the number one soul, the elevated soul, the most intellectual one. He cannot be compared with anybody. He surrendered so much. Nobody can surrender like him. And he was the most egoless. Secondly, Shiva Baba, in his praise, he is incorporeal and egoless. He is supreme, the seed of the humanity. So there isn't a question that he is egoless, because he is ever egoless. He is the master, he is the authority, he has everything, and therefore, now there should be no place for any arrogance. And therefore, Baba has taught us very good inculcation. Whatever we may have, maybe wealth, maybe position, maybe good family, maybe self-esteem or respect, may have done great work, but everything is godly gift. We have to make this very firm in our life. Everything is godly gift. Or God's gift. And then there will be divinity within ourselves. And there will be divinity in our words. And we will do everything in the name of God. We will become egoless and humble. We also have to become humble in our daily dealings, in our way of speaking, in our behavior. And therefore, there is a need of self-respect. The one who ever want to go fast, they have to imbibe a good self-respect. There should be the practice of self-respect, and the first self-respect is, I am a great soul. Secondly,
बहुत बहुत भाग्यवान.
I am very very fortunate one. Thirdly, I am master almighty authority. Fourthly, I have conquered and gained victory over this Maya Ravan every cycle after cycle. So these are few self-respect. We have to feel this. We should have the practice of this self-respect with a great attention. We will also invoke Baba and we will also remember the self-respect.
हम बाप दादा को नीचे बुलाते हैं बहुत प्यार से.
We will invoke बाप दादा with a great love.
ले चले बुद्धि को परम धाम.
We will take our intellect towards the supreme abode.
निहारे अपने प्रियतम को.
We will satisfy ourselves looking at the supreme beloved, the one whom we have been loving from birth after birth.
महाज्योति,
the great light,
सूर्य,
the sun of knowledge.
बहुत प्यार से निमंत्रण दें.
With a great love. We will invite him. O the life giver, the ocean of peace, my mind friend, leave your abode and come down to us.
निराकार बाबा के फरिश्ते रूप में प्रवेश करके हमारे
एंड सी बाबा इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू इन एन एंजेलिक फॉर्म.
उनके अंग अंग से तेजस्वी किरणें फैल रही.
द ब्राइट लाइट इज बीइंग स्प्रेड फ्रॉम एवरी पार्ट ऑफ हिज ऑर्गन.
बाबा दृष्टि दे रहे हैं.
बाबा इज गिविंग दृष्टि.
उन्होंने अपना वरदानी हाथ मेरे सिर पर रख दिया है.
He has placed his hand of blessings on my head.
और याद दिलाया बच्चे.
And he is reminding me.
तुम साधारण नहीं.
My child, you are not ordinary.
देव कुल की महान आत्मा हो.
You are the great soul of the DT clan. Accept this.
तुम संसारिक लोगों जैसे नहीं हो.
You are not like the worldly people.
तुम इस धरा पर अवतरित दिव्य पुरुष हो.
You are an incarnated divine soul.
फरिश्ते हो.
You are an angel.
मैंने तुम्हें अपनी सारी शक्तियाँ दे दी हैं.
I have given all of my powers to you.
तुम ईश्वरीय शक्तियों से भरपूर.
You are filled with godly powers.
शिव शक्ति हो.
You are शिव शक्ति.
Master सर्व शक्तिवान हो.
Master almighty authority.
तुम वही हो.
यू आर द सेम
जिनकी भक्त मंदिरों में पूजा कर रहे हैं
द डिवोटीज आर वर्शिपिंग यू इन द टेम्पल्स
तुम्हें विश्व का कल्याण करने के लिए मैंने भेजा है
आई हैव सेंट यू इन ऑर्डर टू बेनिफिट द वर्ल्ड
तुम इस धरा पर चमकते सितारे हो
यू आर द शाइनिंग स्टार्स ऑफ दिस अर्थ
तुम इस सृष्टि के श्रृंगार हो
यू आर द डेकोरेशन ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड
आधार हो
द सपोर्ट फॉर दिस वर्ल्ड
तुम पूर्वज हो
यू आर द एंसेस्टर्स
तुम्हें सभी आत्माओं की पालना करनी
यू हैव टू सस्टेन ऑल द सोल्स
तुम इस संपूर्ण प्रकृति के मालिक
यू आर द मास्टर ऑफ दिस एंटायर मैटर
पवित्रता की देवियां हो
द डीटीज ऑफ प्योरिटी
ये प्रकृति तुम्हारे पवित्र वाइब्रेशंस को पाकर सतो प्रधान हो जाती है
दिस मैटर और नेचर टेक्स द वाइब्रेशन ऑफ योर प्योरिटी एंड बिकम सतो प्रधान
तुम मेरे नैनों के नूर
यू आर द जिवल्स ऑफ माय आईज
मेरे अधिकारी बच्चे हो
यू आर द चिल्ड्रन हु हैव ऑल राइट्स
दृष्टि दे रहे हैं
बाबा इज गिविंग दृष्टि
और दृष्टि देते हुए वापिस अपने धाम
एंड व्हाइल गिविंग दृष्टि बाबा रिटर्न्स टू हिज सुप्रीम अबोड
ये प्रभु मिलन रोज करना है
दिस गॉड्स मीटिंग should be done every day amrit vela is very peaceful filled with a bliss but throughout the day we have to have the practice of this experience and increase this experience we should have fast effort we have to make a yogi life we have to support the world in the coming times so when we pass the destruction time or the dangerous period we have to remain fearless and therefore we should have three practices and that is we have to invoke Bab Dada every day 5 to 7 times
मैंने अभी थोड़ा जल्दी में कराया था
आई जस्ट नाउ हैड द प्रैक्टिस दिस प्रैक्टिस इज वेरी गुड वी हैव टू इनवोक बाबा इन आवर होम
उपस्थिति फील
वी हैव टू फील हिज प्रेजेंस
पूरे घर में
द ब्राइट लाइट ऑफ हिज हैव टू बी स्प्रेड एवरीवेयर इन द होम्स इन द शॉप एनीवेयर एल्स
बाबा सामने
should feel that Baba is just exactly in front of me and giving me drishti and he has placed his hand on me from this the stage becomes alaukik spiritual yoga becomes easy the faith will increase and as we call Baba Baba will leave his supreme abode and within no time or second Baba will come to us.
इसमें किसी को कोई संशय नहीं होना
चाहिए. Here there should be no doubt in anyone. In one second we just said Baba come. And in one second Baba comes. There will be his presence.
सबको ये सुंदर अनुभव रोज
एंड एवरी डे एवरीबडी शुड हैव दिस ब्यूटिफुल एक्सपीरियंस 5 to 7 टाइम्स थ्रू आउट द डे
सुखों से ईश्वरीय अनुभूतियों से भरपूर
वी हैव टू फिल अवर लाइफ विद गॉडली ट्रेजर विद गॉडली एक्सपीरियंसेस
अलौकिक को अलौकिक में परिवर्तन,
वी हैव टू ट्रांसफॉर्म अलौकिक इनटू अलौकिक,
सिंपल विधि है
एंड द सिंपल मेथड इज,
सभी जो भाई बहन है परिवारों में,
ऑल दोज ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स हु आर लिविंग इन द हाउस होल्ड, हु आर लिविंग इन द फैमिली and those who are dedicated,
alaukik bana de apne parivar ko,
you will have to make your family alaukik, make the vibrations alaukik, and the first method is
dusro ke prati atmik drishti,
let there be soul conscious attitude towards everyone.
Do baar shant mein baith jaya kare ek ek minute ke liye,
one minute we have to sit in silence and have to look at everyone with a soul conscious attitude. Families, every member, we should look them at a soul conscious stage, and we have to imagine that all these souls belong to the deity clan.
Ye dev kul ki bahut achhi aatmaye hain,
and these are the very beautiful souls of the deity clan, and I am one such great soul. We have to stabilize ourselves in the self-respect and also look at others with a soul-conscious attitude. And in a minute or a second, the vibrations, the atmosphere will be alaukik, and this will be a very beautiful experience. In the homes where the vibrations are alaukik, all the sins will be automatically destroyed. There will be no influence of the Iron Age world. Your children and your family will be under the influence of this godly experience. So those who are already in this knowledge, they have to practice this. Look everyone with the alaukik drishti. This is very deep for us, which is simple.
Ye ghar mera ghar hai.
This home is my home.
This feeling ko chhod kar,
we have to leave this feeling. And we have to consider that this is Baba's yagya.
जहाँ मेरा घर होगा,
वेर एवर इट इज माई होम,
परिस्थितियाँ, समस्याएं,
द सर्कमस्टेंसेस, द सिचुएशन, द ऑब्स्टिकल्स, द ऑब्स्ट्रक्शंस विल बी सीन, बट वेन यू कंसिडर दैट टू बी बाबाज यज्ञ, देन बाबा विल डेफिनेटली प्रोटेक्ट योर होम एंड ही विल बी रेस्पॉन्सिबल.
बहुत ही अच्छे शब्द हैं,
एंड देयर इज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वर्ड्स यू ऑल माइट हैव हर्ड. Sakar Baba used to say, and also Avyakt Baba used to say,
jo bacche,
those children
apne ghar ko Baba ka yagya mante,
who will make their home as Baba's yagya,
mano Brahma bhojan hi khate,
that means they will only eat Brahma bhojan,
bhandare aur bhandari bharpur,
their treasure store will be always full.
Bahut hi sundar,
a very beautiful line, a deep aspect.
तो उतना ही रहेगा जितना मैं कमाता हूँ, कमाती हूँ.
If it is mine, then it will be limited. And if I think that it is Baba's yagya, there will be fulfillment. There will be protection. So do you all like this?
हाथ उठाकर बताएं.
So raise your hand if you like it.
मेरा नहीं,
not mine,
बाबा का यज्ञ,
it is Baba's यज्ञ.
छोटे से मन के परिवर्तन से, ये मन का परिवर्तन है केवल.
So this is the transformation of the mind. You need not give anything. There should be the change in your feeling.
स्थिति में बहुत वृद्धि,
and there will be good progress in your stage.
जीवन अनुभव करेंगे. हमें बाबा के पास चलना है.
वी हैव टू गो टू बाबा एवरी डे.
चलने की बात हम नहीं कर रहे,
नॉट स्पीकिंग अबाउट
चलना,
वॉकिंग फिजिकली, बट वी हैव टू मेंटली गो टू बाबा, हैव ए स्वीट मीटिंग विथ हिम, एंड देन वी हैव टू कीप अवर सेल्फ वेरी लाइट.
जो लास्ट आने वाले फास्ट जाना चाहते,
द वन हू हैव कम लास्ट एंड वॉन्ट टू गो फास्ट,
मैं कह रहा हूँ या बाबा ने कहा इसलिए नहीं.
आई हैव सेड एंड इट इज इन दैट ओनली बाबा हैज सेड.
लेती हूँ कि भगवान आया है.
वी नो दैट गॉड हैज कम एंड वी हैव कम लास्ट एंड वी हैव टू अटेन एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम हिम.
साल में प्राप्त किए
द वन हू हैव अटेन्ड फ्रॉम लास्ट 30 इयर्स विदिन 2 इयर्स आई हैव टू अटेन एवरीथिंग. And if this is the thing in your mind, then you have to completely liberate yourself from all defects, from all weaknesses. You have to make yourself understand that there is no connection with any negativity. There are 4 subjects, knowledge, remembrance, dharana and service. Thinking about others is not our subject. Thinking anything negativity is not our subject. Nothing we can clarify if we are in negativity. We should have good inculcation, purity and good feeling. The one who has liberated oneself from all negativities will be a true yogi. The one who has liberated oneself with all burdens is a true knowledgeable soul.
बाबा
always used to say,
सारे बोझ मुझे दे.
Give all your burdens to me.
आगे एक बहुत सुंदर बात कही है.
बाबा also has said,
सबको सदा याद रखनी है.
That has to be remembered by all. Maybe the burden of your family, maybe the burden of the responsibility, maybe the burden of the study, maybe the burden of the children.
ध्यान से सुन लेंगे.
पे अटेंशन.
जो बाप सारे संसार का बोझ उठाने वाला
द फादर द वन हु टेक्स द बर्डन ऑफ द एंटायर वर्ल्ड
बच्चों का
विल ही नॉट टेक द बर्डन ऑफ हिज चिल्ड्रन.
बोलो उठाएगा या नहीं.
डेफिनेटली ही विल टेक द बर्डन ऑफ हिज चिल्ड्रन. विल ही नॉट. सो मर्ज दैट इन योर हार्ट. The one whose father is the almighty authority, he himself is asking for our burden. The one who is very powerful in taking our burden, why not we give all of our burden to him and become empty, become light? If we become light, we can go to Baba. If we are heavy, then we have to be coming down. So now, once again we will go to the subtle world, to Baba. We will give all our burden to Baba. If we are distracted in our mind, we will give that to Baba. And we will keep this faith that He is solving our problem. So first of all, we will practice that I am a shining jewel in the center of the forehead. My this body is the body of light. I am an angel.
अंग अंग से लाइट माइट की किरणें फैल.
From every part of my organ, the light is emerging out.
मैं लाइट हाउस माइट हाउस.
I am लाइट हाउस माइट हाउस एंजल.
अब मैं फरिश्ता पहुंचा आकाश के ऊपर.
Now why the angel is going beyond the sky to the subtle world.
यहाँ चारों ओर सफेद प्रकाश.
Here everywhere there is a white light, bring the scene of the subtle world in front of you.
Akash ke paar main farishta,
I am an angel.
Samne Bap Dada,
and in front of me is Bap Dada,
Brahma Baba.
Brahma Baba, in the center of his forehead is the sun of knowledge. Both with a great love are invoking us, welcoming us. Oh my children, come.
Hum Baba ke sameep,
we are very close to Baba.
और मन के सारे बोझ बाबा को अर्पित कर दें, उनसे बातें करें, हवाले करें.
And we will now surrender all the burden of our mind to Baba.
बाबा दृष्टि दे रहे हैं.
बाबा इज गिविंग दृष्टि.
दृष्टि से बल भर रहे हैं.
बाबा इज फीलिंग पावर थ्रू दृष्टि.
अपना वरदानी हाथ सिर पर रख दिया है.
एंड ही हैज ऑलरेडी placed his hand of blessings on my head. And he has removed all the burdens off our head. And he has made us very light. And gave the blessing, my child, may you be ever happy.
हल्के होकर हम वापिस आ गए.
We remain light and we come back.
ओम शक्ति, हमें स्वयं को तीव्रता से बहुत शक्तिशाली.
We have to intensify the effort and become more powerful.
व्यर्थ को सहज ही समाप्त.
The powerful souls will very easily finish all negativities.
परिस्थितियों से घबराए नहीं.
We shouldn't get afraid of the coming situations. We have taken blessing.
परिस्थितियों से घबराने वाले नहीं.
We are not the ones who will be afraid of the situations, but we have to learn lessons from it. Challenges come in front of everyone. But those human beings don't accept defeat. No one can defeat them. The human beings first get defeated by the mind. We are more powerful than the situations or the circumstances. Only they will be disheartened, the one who will not learn anything from the situations. We will not get afraid of the situations. But it is a very beautiful Baba's version. Self stage should be elevated, and the situations or the circumstances will automatically be solved. We have to make our stage powerful, elevated, then the situations will automatically be destroyed. I always speak about Baba's version. Those souls
master sarv shakti. प्रतिवान के नशे में रहती
है। द सोल्स हु रिमेन इन द इंटॉक्सिकेशन ऑफ आई एम मास्टर ऑलमाइटी अथॉरिटी,
सभी शक्तियों का मालिक
द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल द पावर्स, गॉड्स चाइल्ड वेरी पावरफुल,
विघ्न और समस्याएं
इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम द ऑब्स्टिकल्स और द सिचुएशंस कैन नॉट कम।
अगर आपको विघ्न और समस्याओं को भगाना है,
इफ यू वॉन्ट टू चेंज द सिचुएशन और द बर्डन और द ऑब्स्टिकल्स, यू विल प्रैक्टिस दैट योर मास्टर ऑल माइटी अथॉरिटी एंड वी विल नाउ सिट इन दिस प्रैक्टिस।
जाने वालों को
द वन हु वॉन्ट टू गो लास्ट सो फास्ट दे हैव टू पे अटेंशन टू वर्ड्स वन मोर इनकल्केशन।
मैं आपसे पूछना चाहूंगा,
आई वुड लाइक टू आस्क ऑल ऑफ यू,
सभी भाई बहने,
ऑल ऑफ यू ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स,
से सब कुछ प्राप्त करना चाहेंगे,
वुड यू लाइक टू अटेन एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम बाबा, रेज योर हैंड।
वो तो देने वाला दाता है,
ही इज द बेस्ट ओवर, ही हैज कम टू गिव यू एवरीथिंग, देयर इज हिज ब्यूटीफुल वर्शन,
सब कुछ देकर खाली हो,
आई विल गिव माइन एवरीथिंग टू यू एंड आई विल गो एंड टेक रेस्ट इन द सुप्रीम अबोड,
क्योंकि वो क्या करेगा,
ही हैज कम टू गिव अस एवरीथिंग।
परंतु अगर सर्वस्व प्राप्त करना
एंड इफ यू वांट टू अटेन एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम हिम
उत्तम संगम युग का इस परमात्म मिलन का अतिन्द्रिय सुख
एंड इफ यू वांट टू क्लेम सुपर सेंशियल जॉय एट दिस मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज You have to imbibe purity and the one who has imbibed the purity, they have to make it a natural practice.
Kai log sochte hain, mera saathi mujhe pavitra nahi banne deta.
Many people think that my companion doesn't allow me to remain pure. If you want to become pure and go back to the home, will your companion give your companionship? No one will be asked about your purity, but you have to give your test of purity in front of God.
ब्लैक मनी को खत्म करने के लिए थोड़ा समय दे दिया था
सो वंस ब्लैक मनी वांटेड टू बी फिनिश्ड एंड द टाइम वाज गिवन टू फिनिश द ब्लैक मनी
किताब ऊपर होगा
बट कार्मिक अकाउंट विल बी विद गॉड
इसलिए
एंड देयरफॉर
इसलिए पवित्रता को अपनी नेचर बना
लो यू हैव टू मेक प्योरिटी एज योर नेचुरल नेचर
दो चीज आप बहुत जल्दी जल्दी देखेंगे
टू थिंग्स यू विल सी इन वेरी क्विकली वन इज
स्पिरिचुअल रिवोल्यूशन
स्पिरिचुअल रिवोल्यूशन विल टेक प्लेस
रूहानी क्रांति आ जाएगी बिना इस क्रांति के
देयर विल बी स्पिरिचुअल रिवोल्यूशन
महसूस करेगा मैं कौन हूँ
एवरी ह्यूमन बीइंग इन द वर्ल्ड विल डेफिनेटली रियलाइज हु एम आई What is my purity? What are my powers? Just as there is the revolution of the vices at this time, in the same manner there will be spiritual revolution in the coming times.
क्योंकि ये सृष्टि चक्र घूमते घूमते वहीं आ रहा है
द वर्ल्ड साइकिल इज टर्निंग एंड इट इज कमिंग टू द सेम प्लेस फ्रॉम वेयर इट हैज टू बिगिन
सब आत्माएं पवित्रता को स्वीकार कर
ऑल द सोल्स विल एक्सेप्ट प्योरिटी
सत्य को स्वीकार
विल ऑल्सो एक्सेप्ट द ट्रू दैट बाबा इज माइन
हम बहुत शक्तिशाली हैं
We have to consider ourselves that we are very powerful. We should not make our purity dependent on others. Then we will be weak. Baba has said a beautiful version. We always have to remember God the Almighty Authority is with me. It is a simple thing. Nothing to have yoga about this. There is awareness. God Himself is my companion. God Himself is with me. When Baba was speaking this version, Baba said on one side, there may be 1,000 armies. Millions of military. On one side there may be millions of military and on the other side you may be alone. But you will be victorious because the Almighty Authority is with you. Because the Almighty Authority is with you.
हम अपने बाबा की शक्तियों को पहचाने
वी हैव टू रिकॉग्नाइज अवर बाबाज पावर
छोटा सा हो गया ना वो है
बाबा इज नॉट ए स्मॉल वर्ल्ड
शास्त्रों में है अगर उसकी भौंएं टेढ़ी हो जाएं तो सातों सागर थर्राने लगते हैं
देयर आर मेनी थिंग्स फॉर द प्रेज रिटर्न इन द स्क्रिप्चर
आप बन कर उठ सकते हैं
सो वी शुड जस्ट हैव वन फेथ इन द वन
ऐसा सर्वशक्तिवान हमें साथ दे रहा
गॉड द ऑलमाइटी अथॉरिटी इज गिविंग हिज कंपेनियनशिप विथ अस
तो अनेक
He is our companion and everything becomes easy and we will become more powerful. And therefore we have to remind us every day, just as the tiger's child will be a tiger, no matter thousand dogs bark at it, the dogs will run away looking at the tiger, isn't it? We are the family of the Almighty Authority. We are not weak. We will not look at anyone. We will maintain our purity. We can do whatever we want. You will have to make your thoughts powerful. I belong to the family of the Almighty Authority. I am very powerful. This thought should be created in the early morning hours.
Swayam sarvashaktivan mera sathi,
the Almighty Authority Himself is my companion. We have to charge ourselves with this thought. I am a great soul. I am very, very fortunate. We have to charge ourselves with this thought. And today, Baba will be with us until 8:30 p.m. and we will all have a very good practice of yoga. Yoga will be there for half an hour. We will also listen to Baba's version. We know that that is the video and Baba has spoken at some time. And sitting here, we have to realize that Baba is speaking to me today. Every time we have experienced this, and today also we will experience that Baba Himself is sitting in front of us and He is speaking to me. In the center of the Dadi's forehead, Baba is sitting and the Almighty Authority's power is being spread in the hall. Once again we will have this divine feeling. And while listening to the Murli, 2-3 practice I want to share. I am emphasizing on these 3 points because while listening to the Murli, some of the brothers and sisters will be hanging up on the phone. And therefore, this is the biggest mistake in life. Today you will receive God's power. You will claim Baba's blessing. Sister Sharda today in the morning said, you will have to stay in complete silence. Some have great interest in using mobiles all the time. Now forget for some time. 2-3 methods I would like to share. The one who have good practice, they will sit in this practice and listen to the Murli. Now there is a shower of Baba's power and we are listening to the Murli here. We need to practice this in between. I, the soul, am sitting in the center of the forehead and listening to the Murli. The one who will have this good practice, in between we have to practice. I am going to the subtle world. I am listening to Baba's Murli. And this will benefit everyone. And whatever Baba will say, we will definitely apply it in our life. So with this good wishes, finally, we will sit in Baba's remembrance. We will now have powerful yoga. We will go to Baba. Sometimes we will call him down. And 5 minutes. We will also surrender this yoga to Dadi Gulzar.
करोड़ों आत्माओं को भगवान से मिलाया.
दैट ही मेड मिलियंस ऑफ पीपल मीट गॉड. सो वी विल सैक्रिफाइस दिस योगा टू दादी गुलजार.
Thank you.